The Gospel can be found on page 1028 in the Church Bibles and on page 1815 in the large print version. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. Excuse me. The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee in their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. So as we remain standing, a prayer. Heavenly Father, may my spoken words be faithful to your written word and lead us to the living word, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Hands up anyone who's been baptised. Children too? Anyone? Everybody? Well, lots of people haven't been baptised. Hands up anyone who's brought their child to church to be baptised. Good, thank you. Baptism, or christening, is what we do as Christians to acknowledge a child or a person as belonging to the people of God. And so here in our gospel reading this morning, we have Mary and Joseph, as Jews, bringing their baby Jesus to the temple to acknowledge, to mark, to show that he belongs to the people of God. And while they're at the temple, they meet two people, or they possibly met more, but we're told of two specific people, Simeon and Anna, two very holy and religious people who have a very close relationship with God. Anna had probably lived in the temple for over 60 years, worshipping God day and night. How many babies, I wonder, had she seen presented at the temple? Probably thousands. And then God revealed to her that one baby among all babies ever born. Apparently, 110 billion babies have been born into the world since we became human, however that is. 110 billion. One in 110 billion. And she told everybody she'd met after that that the Messiah had come. Now Simeon, also, he'd been told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he'd seen the Messiah, this special leader who would make Israel into a great nation once again. Did Simeon wake each morning wondering if this would be the day? As he walked the streets of Jerusalem, did he look at every stranger he met and say, "Is this the one, Lord? Is this the Messiah who is to come?" Now, since their return from captivity in Babylon some 500 years earlier, the Jews had looked for the restoration of Israel as a great nation, the great nation that they had been under King David and King Solomon, when other nations marveled at their wealth and their wisdom. And this restoration of Israel as a great nation was reliant on the appearance of the Messiah, God's anointed, to free them from their conquerors and oppressors. They looked for a mighty warrior, a powerful and charismatic leader who would unite them and lead them to freedom. But after hundreds of years of servitude to the Greeks and the Romans, many Jews had given up hope. But faithful people like Simeon and Anna had not. They waited, they were obedient, they worshipped, they prayed, and they fasted. But when the Holy Spirit revealed the long-awaited Messiah to them, he wasn't what they would have expected him to be. Simeon praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Here was God's salvation in a vulnerable and helpless baby. Not a great military leader, not a powerful and influential person, but a vulnerable and helpless baby of two seemingly insignificant people. And this baby is the light through whom God will make himself known to the whole world. To shepherds and wise men, rich and poor, rulers and slaves, men and women, young and old, every tribe, every tongue, and every nation, every one. Now, complete strangers will often go up to parents with newborn babies and look at the baby in the pram or the pushchair and say lovely things about him or her, won't they? Babies just seem to bring that out in people. And Mary and Joseph, we're told, marveled at what Simeon had said about their baby. He is God's salvation. He's a light to the world. He's the glory of Israel. But then Simeon went on to prophesy something else, something quite disturbing. "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. This baby Jesus will grow up to be rejected by many in Israel. Israel will be divided into those who accept him and those who reject him. And how people choose will reveal who they really are, whether they belong to God or not." And then finally, Simeon prophesies the heartache that Mary will suffer. "A sword will pierce your own soul too," looking forward to the cross. Every Christmas time, in our nativity plays, our carol services, our crib scenes, and on our Christmas cards, we are presented with the story of the coming of the salvation of the world, Jesus, God is salvation, into the world, Emmanuel, God with us. To this day, Jesus still causes the rising and falling of many. He's brought healing and comfort and hope to millions in every generation, billions down the ages. Yet he is still misunderstood. He is still spoken against. People want him banned from our schools, our workplaces, and public life. The choice whether to accept him or not has great consequences. That choice can often divide families. It can and does divide nations. But most crucially, that choice divides humanity into those who are with God and those who are without God. And God, in his wisdom and mercy, allows us to make that choice. God loves us so much, he longs for us to choose him. Yet he loves us so much, he allows us to reject him. And if you haven't chosen Jesus yet and you aren't sure what that means, can I encourage you to come along to the Alpha Course introduction that I mentioned earlier, Thursday the 9th of January in the evening. For those of us who have chosen Jesus, whatever else we do this year, let's follow the example of Simeon and Anna. Let's be open to God entering our lives in ways that we would not expect. Let's listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit and let's be obedient to that voice. Let's not grow despondent about the state of the world or get tempted back into its mess. But let's continue to hope, to worship, and to pray. And let's speak to everybody about this Jesus, the glory of God's people, the light of the world, the salvation of God. Amen.